The blackened metal of three-ring binders sticks out of piles of bright white ash where books used to be. Steel ceiling beams are draped over crumpled frames of chairs. And to teacher Jason Bruno, who also went to Paradise Elementary as a kid, it feels smaller now.
The school felt a lot bigger when there was a building here. There's my desk right here.
After 12 years in special education, he'd accumulated just the right collection of materials for kids with a range of sensory needs.
And as I was running out the door, I looked at my... I had a bookshelf of vintage toys that the kids would love to check out, you know, because they're, you know, real, like, metal and real. And I looked at them and I'd be like, this is a school. We're surrounded by asphalt and fields. It's going to be fine. And then at the last second, I grabbed this off my jacket, off my chair, just in case. Because this, I did not expect to come back to no school.
The Butte County Office of Education is working to find classroom space for an estimated 5,000 displaced students. In Paradise, Jenna Lane, KCBS.